From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Tim Lancaster. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Take me back to Omaha, in the dust I'll see you there. Across the salt flats of Utah, in the rain. Watched the sunset on El Paso, it seemed to last as long as it hangs. Through the waning of the days, we are riders on the plain. Met a girl from Texarkana who could dance like Louisiana. Bit my tongue, saw my eyes to keep me sane. But it's all the same as leaving. I tipped my hat and gone, packed my case, kissed her face. We are riders on the plane. Take me back to Omaha, in the dust I'll see you there. I don't care what you saw, it's all the same. Pass the glass around the table, raise it high as Cain and Abel. Praise a toast for the ghost who were riders on the plane.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker. And I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 513th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes an American folk musician, Tim Lancaster, who comes to us from Florida through West Virginia. Tim says, "There's a great man in every story, but an even greater story in every man." Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Tim Lancaster.
Tell my Stetson head I'm a-leaving you, ma, for the southbound track. Going away, going to stay for a while. In the Blue Ridge Mountains where all the pretty honeys smile. Ooh. There's an old drugstore, let you sing and play, but they don't have the stuff that I need today. I gotta get by, I'm gonna get by for a while. In the Blue Ridge Mountains where man can rest his head on the clouds. Can you spare me a dime? I'm singing this song for the 13th time. Could you love me the way or leave me today? And that's all. Now when the town bell's ringing, best believing I'll be here when you call. We're out on a lake, fishing for a bite. I got the reel down blues, and you know that's right. It's been quite a while since I've had me a good catch. The next has the feeling I'll be reeling in quite a bitch. Siskin boots to my Stetson head. I'm a leaving you, ma, for the southbound track. Going away, going to stay for a while. In the Blue Ridge Mountains where all the pretty honeys smile. Ooh,
hey, folks, you're listening to Tim Lancaster. And I've just said, this is the second time I've said this in a row. I've said Lancaster. Tim comes to us from Florida and then settled in West Virginia in Huntington area. Sounds like then from Huntington, he's moved on to various other places. But we're going to learn all about that now. First of all, I've got to say this. We're sure thinking a lot about the people of West Virginia right now. Have been slammed with this once-in-a-century flood. Mm-hmm. What's the shape of that flood and the water in Huntington?
I was in Huntington yesterday, and they didn't get so much flooding there as more of the central part of the state did.
Yeah.
And where I'm living in Harper's Ferry now in the eastern panhandle, and both of those panhandles were, the eastern and north panhandle of the state, were pretty clear. But, you know, I tell you what, with these tragedies that occur, I'm seeing a lot of people coming together and helping each other out, which is always encouraging to see the love being spread around. As a matter of fact, in Huntington last night, they did a benefit at the club there called the V Club. Several bands played. Tyler Childers and Ona. Tyler played here, and as you know, and Jeremy Short played, who also has been on the show. And then a lot of other great bands. It's kind of an all-star lineup, really. And they raised, well, over $10,000. I would say at least $12,000, and that's just from the door. And they did a silent auction there. All the proceeds went to benefit the victims of the flood.
Wow, that's great.
And then all that's not including the items that were donating. There's the whole west wing of the club was filled with your essentials that you take for granted.
Food, clothing, yeah, donations,
right,
and whatnot.
So that was really special to see, and I'm glad I was there for it.
My old gal, won't you mind standing low with your wits? I don't care at all watching the tears as they fall down your cheeks into your breast. You'll miss me when I'm gone. Laugh all you want. It's only a game until you know how to play. And when my cards are gone, I'll change the rules, make a new name, find a nice place to pick up and start. I've played you all along. We carry on with the ways of the city. No old man can suffice. Lie until we learn, each taking turns, stretching out yet a finer line. Call me what you will, got one last shot and some time to kill. But if I'm standing still, light me up one, count me off two. Each given man has something to prove, and I ain't cut out for you. Sweet, slow, and tender, the days once were like a bourbon dream. Oh, how I remember when we once lived for the finer things, and how the sunshine when our eyes met. Now it seems the time's come to set, and what is a man left to do? We carry on with the ways of the city. No old man can suffice. Lie until we learn, each taking turns, stretching out yet a finer line. Believe you and me, the times did change, so have we. The past has brought us to see we couldn't be without the you. After all we've been through, shot up ladders, jumped through hoops. Funny how it all formed one big loop. Strike a match, light the fuse.
I would love to hear you talk a little bit about your appointment this summer at Harper's Ferry. Congratulations, by the way.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, Tim was selected as Harper's Ferry National Parks Artist in Residence. What does that post entail?
They give me a place to stay, which is right in the historic part of town, right near the John Brown Museum, if you ever want to come and visit. It's beautiful. And anyway, they give me a place to stay and I get a living stipend. And basically, I'm just there to write songs about the park and the region and the history, anything I can really think of that I can relate to that area.
Now, hold on for a second. This sounds like a perfect gig. So all you have to do...
Oh, it's the best job in the world.
All you have to do is just hole up by yourself and just write songs? You don't have to... There's no outreach element? You don't have to do, workshops with little children or anything like that?
I don't think I do. I would love to. That would be fun. They encouraged me to go out and play in the park. I've only been there for a week. I had to at least put out 3 songs, which I was able to do then in the first week. I mean, those songs are not done. I still got to polish them, which is always a fun process to see how the song develops over time.
Is it solitary?
Yeah, it is. I kind of like that. It's kind of new, but you know, I'm making friends for sure. There are a lot of good people there. But I definitely do like the time to myself and to focus on my craft and nothing. I think any artist would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, I had myself a plot and a few fruitful seeds with not a plan but a vision indeed. You see, my pals and I placed here a bet on who could grow the best melon yet. Water, that is. Round and green to feed the folk around. Not long after the deal went down, I laid my seed 1 inch in the ground. Knowing now I've done all I can do, I read and I prayed for a week or two. With all the hoping and praying, praying and hoping, the time soon came for that seed to open. And on that day which the sprout did arrive, my oh my oh my, what a beautiful sight. Cute as an infant, tough as a man, together could take the world, the whole damn world. Now y'all, I swear. Thank you. my sprout to grow. It took off like a vine to and fro. Then was there a bright yellow bloom, my boy telling me he had something to prove. Melon, that is. The round and the green kind to feed the folk around. Well, I watered and I tended in water, noticing the skin on the melon get harder. It grew quite quick, fast in size, with a hollow knock. My new round friend and all together, and the cameras clink, but when cut in, my heart did sink. Slightly pink. You see, my melon never got the opportunity to ripen. Live and learn.
It's really cool because they haven't had this program in 10 years. I'm glad that they did. I'm glad that they chose me to be that person. And most of the time, apparently I'm the first songwriter who's had this position. Most of the time it's a visual artist, some like ceramics or a painter or photographer, that kind of thing.
I was just going to ask that, yeah.
So it's cool to be a songwriter and be there and be able to contribute in that kind of way. I want to do a full-length album while I'm there about the park. And I'm setting up recording time and rallying some musicians together. I want to have it like a modern traditional sound. My term will end on around August 20th, which is when they're doing the Confluence Music Festival at the park. This is the first year that is going on, so we're really trying to get people to come out to that and show some support to the park, because I think it's a really cool thing that they're having a music festival at a national park. A lot of the bands from that area are playing it, and then we have bands from the part of the state that I'm more familiar with, Huntington, and like Tyler Childers is playing, Ona, they're coming over, and then myself, and then playing with some bands called the Woodshedders there, and they're all slipping Laura May socks and a Faster Buffalo. So it's gonna be nice to see like my worlds collide at this music festival, kind of like the Confluence.
Yeah,
there's
right.
More than one thing going on there, so it'll be fun.
My baby calls me a medicine man who can heal all her wounds with my lips where they land. But she can make me so nervous at times I can't stand. And my baby calls me a medicine man. There's a phoebe that chirps from the roof of my shed. I've noticed it more since the day that she left. Bearing the burden of my own emptiness, there's a phoebe that chirps from the roof of my shed. Baby calls me an old engineer who keeps her on track and rattles the gears. A brake man can't stop the rolling of tears. So my baby calls me her old engineer. Think I'll fill up my truck and head to the south. These winters up north chap the words from my mouth. The highways and byways are calling me out. Think I'll fill up my truck and head to the south. Waits for me. in a feathered blue sundress cut above the knee. Where you going, hopping, can we make it, we'll see. A roaming romance waits for me. My baby calls me a medicine man, who can heal all her wounds with my lips where they land. But she can make me so nervous at times I can't stand. And my baby calls me her medicine man.
I like to skip rocks on the Shenandoah River. Found a good spot. There's an endless supply of skip rocks, which is really, really nice to be able to reach down at any moment and grab a rock to chuck across the river. You got to watch out for the rafters, though.
Had other jobs other than playing music? Have you had other kinds of jobs?
Oh, certainly. That's if you're a folk singer, you have to have another job.
Yeah.
So, I was just painting apartments in Huntington with a couple buddies. In Vermont, I was an outdoor educator and got to work a lot with the chainsaw up there, depending on the season.
The outdoor educators that I've worked with didn't have chainsaws.
Yeah, depending on the season, it was kind of what I was doing. So in the summertime, I was leading a trail crew and of high scores, and we did trail maintenance and built rock staircases and retaining walls and blazed trail and did some tread work and that kind of thing. And then I also took groups of kids out on canoe trips and overnight camp trips and that kind of thing. And in the wintertime, did a lot of forest technician work there, timber stand improvement. And
you have some training in that area?
When I moved there from New York City, and so I did not have any training. My second day in Vermont, they handed me a chainsaw and gave me a brief little talk about safety. And what you have to do, what you take seriously. I ended up becoming really obsessed with the chainsaw and the two-stroke motor, and I didn't even play that guitar, honestly, that much for the first couple years that I lived in Vermont. I wanted to be a logger. I was into it.
I'm a lumberjack, and I don't...
I told Ed the same story, and he had the same reaction.
Did he?
I was singing the lumberjack song.
Can you believe that? Can you imagine that the two of us would react the same way?
You guys
hang out
too much.
Yeah, maybe so.
Sang his songs with a lover's breath, often found lost for words. Stared at the ground when he'd take his steps, and never bluffed when he placed his bets. When he was through, there was no room left under the table. She often lied when spoken to, hummed to her own humble tune. Would lie in bed too often, weep to try to find a wink of sleep, but the stars could not be seen from her stable. So come on, babe, give me one more try. Never let me let you go. Hold you all through the night. When the time comes, I'll be ready to roll. It was a fast machine, spinning arms of ache and hurt. Vows that were born to keep now hold the hand, kiss the cheek of a love that will be gone in the morning. The wind, it blows the trees to bend, leaves cast off of the limb. Stars from the sky did pour, the sanctuary swept its floor of a love that has now become dormant. So come on, babe, give me one more try. Never let me let you go. Hold you all through the night. When the time comes, I'll be ready to roll. has fallen too quick for a gun. Hear the coyotes calling, but you're too scared to run.
If you haven't figured it out already, it can be great fun to be a fan of Tim Lancaster because he's got a lot of cool tunes. Just came to the microphone from the swag, the Tim Lancaster swag table. A couple of neat CDs, one called My Time's With You, another, I think, just a self-titled.
Yeah, self-titled. Yeah,
Tim Lancaster.
I'm awful at marketing. I thought it'd be great to have an album with nothing on it.
All right. Yeah, when you get here next, you have to practice at marketing and practice banjo jokes. You
deal.
Do those two things. And then there's also one, my favorite piece of swag, Tim looking really bad. I mean, like, bad Leroy Brown bad. And this is vinyl, folks. You said something, I think I heard you talking before the show, about how you kind of like physical media.
Well, it's nice to hold something in your hand. Like we were talking about, when you listen to a record, you're sitting there and you're reading the liner notes and you're listening to the whole record. It's not like you're listening to one song by one artist, or you're listening and then all of a sudden you go from that song to a totally different song. You're actually listening to the record how it was meant to be listened to. So you're listening to the whole flow, and I don't think too many people do that anymore. So it's nice to kind of commit yourself, commit some time out of your day, sit down, listen to a record, read who about who recorded it. That's gonna show you somebody else you might like, and then just follow that train for a while.
Sweet pea, won't you come back to me? Black-eyed Susan in your hair. Lay you down neath a bed of stars so I can stare, so we can stare. Watch them fly through a freckled sky. Honey, let's take one for a ride. Sweet pea, won't you come back to me? Because I care, I'll show you I care. Harvest my heart with the garden's touch. Weigh it out, bag it up. Sign it saying filled with love.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Tim Lancaster. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Tim Lancaster after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Come back to me, black-eyed Susan in your hair. Lay you down neath a bed of stars so I can stay, so we can stay. Watch them fly through a freckled sky. Honey, let's take one for a ride. Sweet pea, won't you come back to me? Because I care, I'll show you I care. Because I care, I'll show you I care.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Tim Lancaster, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
It was the 6th of July, and you were something like a trail on the end of land. You were something like a trail on the end of a line.
This is my banjo here, I call her Sugar Pie, and that's the name of this song. Banjo is relatively a new obsession of mine. But I wrote this song while I was traveling back from Northern California to anyhow here, Sugar Pie. Call me Sugar Pie, I will call you baby. Kiss you like the rain falls in summertime and love you every morning. My old Millie and me, we used to dance like partners, holding hands on sidewalks, smiling at each other. Call me Sugar Pie, I will call you baby. Kiss you like the rain falls in summertime and love you every morning. One day her eyes looked in mine and something there was missing. Love don't need a reason, changing of a season. When you call me sugar pie, I will call you baby. Kiss you like the rain falls in summertime. And love you every morning. Sugar pie.
Let's go back to sort of your progression, your geographical progression around this country. Were you actually born in Florida?
Yeah, in Orlando.
Okay, so that's your place of birth. I don't get the impression that it's the place you call home.
Home is a funny word. It's a lot different than house. It is my home. It doesn't always have to be a place where you're born. It's where like a lot of my family is. And I think you can also have more than one home. West Virginia, it's been nice to call that home. It's where home is a community of people. I called Vermont home for 3 years. That was a nice, comfortable spot. It's definitely a title that's earned.
Did you go Florida, Vermont, then Huntington? Or what's the order of things?
I went Florida, Boone, North Carolina, back to Florida, New York City, Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, West Virginia, Northern California, and then back to Florida, and then back to West Virginia.
Northern California and New York, were those just sort of short-term stints where you visited for a bit?
Yeah, where I had friends, and I would stay there for a few months, and I had never been out west before last summer, so I wanted to take a cross-country trip and see what that was all about. It was beautiful. I was living in the out of the back of my truck, aimlessly driving around the country, and then yeah, it was pretty nice waking up in the morning, looking at a map, and being like, I remember one morning when I was leaving Colorado, I looked at the map and I asked myself, do I want to go to Las Vegas today or do I want to go to the Grand Canyon? And I remember thinking that was a pretty cool thing to be able to do that, to have that decision and be able to see it through. Obviously, I'm glad I chose the Grand Canyon. It was spectacular. It was just sitting with our legs dangling over the canyon, watching the sunset together. Nobody spoke a word. We just sat there and watched the sunset go down. It's a pretty romantic thing.
Travel, Holy Spirit, be my saddle, dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord. Ride me on home to Dixie, there the southern wind shall lift me, dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord. Push the gospel plow through the cities, through the towns, to the sky, to your sky. May every seed that I sow speak a prayer of its own, by and by, by and by, by and by. Faithful journey, may your word feed my yearning, and the sun keep his place amongst the stars. For the time shall come again for every woman, every man, when their soul be set free from these prison bars. Where I go, where I travel, Holy Spirit be my saddle, dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord. Me on home to Dixie, there the southern wind shall lift me, dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord.
Thank you. So I wrote this song on a piano, and then when I started playing the banjo, I thought it would translate well, and it's easier to take a banjo to gigs than hauling a wall piano around. Trying to learn piano, and when I try to learn an instrument, I try writing a song on it. So that's what I got from this, and it's called If You Ever Get the Blues, Little Darling.
If you ever get the blues, little darling, come sit next to me. I'll sing you lullabies on a bed made of pine. I'll sing until we say goodnight. Dream sweet dreams, pretty lady. Close those Chickasaw eyes. Kiss your sweet head if you missed what I said. I'll sing it for you one more time. Yoda lady, he, yoda lady. Yoda lady, he, uh-huh. Yoda lady, he, yoda, 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 who. Yoda lady, yoda lady, hey. Early in the morning, stoke the fire till it's warm, yoda. Stay under the covers, reading poems to each other, cause there's nothing that we have to do. With a new day ahead, it's bacon and eggs, and coffee with a little bit of cream. Get the blues. Little darling, you know just what to do. And if I get the blues, you know that it's true. I'll close my eyes and think of you. And if I get the blues, you know that it's true. I'll close my eyes and think of you.
When I think of people in their 20s who get into folk music, I always imagine that they are people whose parents played folk music. Is that the case with you?
My dad plays guitar. He wasn't much of a performer, but he plays and taught me some licks and some finger picking tricks and that kind of thing.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. Dust in the Wind. That's how I learned how to finger pick on a guitar, is learning Dust in the Wind. How you actually grow, I think, as a musician is hanging out with other musicians, hanging out with your friends, getting turned on by other different artists and musicians and experiences. And it's more of a organic process that way than paying somebody $15 for half an hour.
When you're gone, don't let the wind keep you low. When you're gone, don't let the north wind ever keep you low. It doesn't stop blowing, I just thought I'd let you know. When you ride, don't let others get you high. When you're riding up the four lane, don't let others get you high. There's plenty of time for lonely when you're trying to get by. Money on the table, clothes in the sack, key in the ignition, and you've had all you've had. You should be grateful, you should be glad that you're going. Tell them nice that you'll be back. When you're gone, don't let the wind push you around. When you're gone, don't let the north wind ever push you round, round, round. It burns cold-hearted howl, I hate that howling sound. When you die, don't make your women cry. When you die, don't make your loving gals drown tears in their eyes. They'll see you in the sky, ain't it strange the way time passes by? Money on the table, clothes in the sack, key in the ignition, and you've had all you've had. You should be grateful, you should be glad that you're gone. Tell them nice that you'll be back.
Yeah.
Don't let the wind keep you low. When you're gone, don't let the north wind ever keep you low. It doesn't stop blowing, I just thought I'd let you know.
I moved to Boone, North Carolina because I got really into Doc Watson. I went to Merlefest, which is a festival, I don't know if you're familiar, in Wilkesboro. It's one of the biggest bluegrass festivals in the world. All these festivals, they're definitely expanding their arms more because a lot of this bluegrass, a lot of folk, a lot of that music is tending to kind of fade away into the mountains that they came from. And so they have rock bands at bluegrass festivals. I just went to a really cool one out in San Francisco this summer. It's called Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. It's a free festival at Golden Gate Park, and a million people show up. Huh. It's pretty fun, pretty good time.
Wake me with the morning dust, sing away the stars above. Work in the brush with a hermit thrush, cardinal, you're who I'm thinking of. Warblers will win the world is kind of Nashville, yodeling a country wine. Yellow sweeter than a lemon pie, corn knee high by the 4th of July. Could be a rabbit, could be a bird, I'm gonna shoot whatever noise I heard. It's grouse season in the neighborhood, that chicken of the woods, it sure tastes good. Junk goes junk around the trunk of a tree beneath the black cap, the chickadee. Some like the birds, some like the bees, honey, won't you come sit next to me? Pecks like a hammer on a log, black flies swarming in the old moose bog. Bitter and croaks with a fat bullfrog, the snipe in the fog, it's said you call. Over on Hoots to the yellow of the moon, out on Echo Lake, hear the call of the loon. I'll go to sleep, but not too soon, Mr. Woodcock standing to his favorite tune.
Doc Watson and Ralph Stanley play on a stage together. It's 20 feet away. It changed my life. That's when I realized that this is the kind of music that I want to play. It was that moment. Ralph passed away last week.
Yeah, right.
And after that, having that experience with Doc, I wanted to be around it all the time. So I moved to Boone, North Carolina a couple years later. Doc lived in Deep Gap at the time. So I got to see Doc a lot whenever he played. I saw him like 9 times in the year that I spent there.
Great thing.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
You mentioned the Vega, the 30s Vega instrument you have from Boston.
The Vega was given to me by Tommy Cooper, who played pedal steel with me in this band called the Holden Boys. And when I left for New York, he had given me that guitar. I was playing an electric guitar at the time, and the pickups weren't cooperating with me, and I was playing at venues where I was going to have to plug in. So he let me borrow that guitar at first, and then after, he said it looked good on me and it fit me well, and kind of happened, and I've just kind of had it this whole time. He's never asked for it back, so I'm assuming that he's cool with it. I spray painted my name on the guitar case. I remember being kind of nervous.
And the banjo is a recent sort of tackle for you?
I had one. My parents got me a banjo when I graduated high school. I kind of was doing a claw hammer thing. I wasn't with it at the time, but I didn't really dedicate too much time to the banjo, and I didn't really care too much for the banjo as an instrument or as a songwriting tool. And we were talking a little bit earlier about Keith style banjo, which is a way of playing the banjo with 3 fingers, but it's basically a way of playing fiddle tunes note for note as a violin would. It's called Keith style, it's also called melodic style, and me being a songwriter, melody is the most important thing when you're writing a song, right? So that word really appeals to me. So if you say put the word melody in front of anything, and that's what I want to be a part of.
In between old two oaks, a bench I'd like to rest. Watching young and older folks talk about the things I'd guess. They'd sing and digress, sing and digress. In between old two oaks, I'd sing and digress. Across the street, she'd walk alone, keeping in a straight line. Her orchid lips would match the tone of an Episcopal Anglican choir. We'd sing in a perfect time, oh how we could sing in a perfect time. But I was too late to say hello before she could say goodbye. Blades would roll soft to hold, grazing a Virginia wind. And to the west, between my toes, a face I had not been. I'd do it all again, but would I do it all again? In between old two oaks, it hasn't been the same since. Stand with thoughts of aging ghost, a friend had long passed by. Pollen danced around my nose, and then a cloud would fill in autumn time. I laughed up at the sky, oh Lord, I laughed up at the sky. A tear did grace on down my nose, and I couldn't tell you why. In between old two oaks, I was too late to say goodbye.
I would like to thank our guest, Tim Lancaster, for coming here from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, to share his personal and thoughtful and beautiful songs with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. We always welcome and thank members of our studio audience for coming in here to Arts Place to support the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Hey, I wonder if we might get Tim Lancaster to perform one more tune for us. Welcome back, Tim Lancaster.
Yes, I want to thank everybody for hanging out and listening. I want to thank Red Barn Radio for having me. I want to thank the people that are streaming in who aren't here in Lexington, Kentucky. Anyhow, the song I'm going to do now is On the Bones. It's rattling. So in my left hand, can't see, that's what moose bones sound like when they're together. I found these in northern New Hampshire when I was working on a trail crew. Then in my left hand, I found these ones last August in Kansas. I went on a little stroll through the prairie with a Kansas cattle rancher. So I'm going to bang these around for a couple minutes. I'm going to do a West Virginia song here. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone so long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house, it ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I leave a young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone so long. Anytime she goes away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house, it ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Mm-hmm. Red Barn Radio would like to thank Tim Lancaster for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. The word gourmet means higher quality or unique, and the food at West Coast Gourmet Pizza lives up to that name. From sandwiches to salads and pizza, West Coast Gourmet Pizza has it all. West Coast Gourmet Pizza. Taste the difference. For more information, westcoastgourmetpizza.com. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio was produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.